Meandering in the margins of medicine, it's the Shortcoat Podcast.
Weird news,
fresh views,
helpful clues and interviews.
By students, for students.
Subscribe to our weekly show at theshortcoat.com.
It's the Shortcoat Podcast. I'm Dave Etler, and I'm here with Melissa Palma, who has undertaken a recent project to, sort of explore the lives of our, or the hidden talents, I guess, of
secret
our
talent.
Secret talents of our
illustrious faculty.
Yeah, exactly. Who do we interview first?
So the first person that I went to go interview for the secret lives of CCOM professors was Professor Peter Rubenstein.
Ruby.
Yes.
Does he go by Ruby? Or is that just the name?
Possibly not to his face. I don't think any student would actually call him Ruby to his face. He would be Dr. Rubenstein, but I do think he would enjoy a term of endearment that students over the years have concocted for him, probably better than some other things that they think late at night studying Krebs cycle and things like that. And so Dr. Rubenstein, I actually first met Dr. Rubenstein as an undergraduate student.
Oh.
I was a biochemistry major in undergrad here at Iowa, and I worked in a research lab directly adjacent to Dr. Rubenstein's research lab.
Oh.
And every once in a while, while I was pipetting away working in lab, Dr. Rubenstein would come in and he'd be humming something almost on a daily basis. And it wasn't until after I got into medical school that I realized he was actually coming in right from teaching medical school introductory biochemistry and the singing talents of biochemical pathways was kind of like a special treat, but only for students who showed up to class. He would turn off Panopto and you would only be able to hear his lovely talents if you were to actually come to class.
Well, let's listen to your interview.
Well, I've been here 38 years. My name is Peter Rubenstein. I'm a professor of biochemistry, and I've been teaching medical students since 1984. And what we teach in biochemistry tends to be a little more abstract than some of the other courses that medical students are faced with. And so oftentimes it's a little bit more of a difficult sell job in terms of relevance or keeping their interest. So I will go to any length at all to try and make this more enjoyable. And I really enjoy music, and I think music conveys a message that speaking does not. And so I've been trying to introduce songs that actually cover some of the biochemical topics that we present in class in hopes that this will strike a chord with the students.
And what started you to use this type of alternative teaching method? When did it all start for you?
For me, somebody showed me a book that was published in England called The Biochemist Songbook, and I got a copy of it, and I just fell in love with the lyrics, and I knew a good number of the melodies that went with them, and so that gave me my start, and then I branched off into starting to write some of the tunes and songs myself.
And so for those who have never been to one of Dr. Rubenstein's biochemistry classes, the songs that he has at either the end or the beginning of the class are kind of like a little treat or incentive to come to class and learn all about the wonders of biochemistry. Do you have any particular ones that are near and dear to your heart?
Yeah, I do, actually. I think the best one in my mind that I've ever written is a tune about diabetic ketoacidosis, which I set to supercalifragilisticexpialidocious from Mary Poppins. And since this is the 50th anniversary of that film, I think it's particularly appropriate for this performance.
All right. Well, Dr. Rubenstein, would you mind giving us a little rendition of your diabetic ketoacidosis study aid?
Absolutely. Go ahead. Excuse me. DM type 1 diabetic, keto acidosis. The urine is so sweet that it is quite deliciosus. To diagnose this problem, you don't need to be precocious. DM type 1 diabetic, keto acidosis. While walking down the street one day, your head begins to swim. You're breathing fast and deeply, and your vision starts to dim. The acetone upon your breath means your condition's grim. That little voice inside your head says you need insulin. Oh, DM type 1 diabetic, ketoacidosis. The urine is so sweet that it is quite deliciosus. To diagnose this problem, you don't need to be precocious. DM type 1 diabetic, ketoacidosis. Pancreatic beta cells suffer a nasty fate. They quit producing insulin, glucagon elevates. GLUT4 receptors to the membrane cease to translocate. Fatty acids and glucose in blood accumulate. Fatty acid used by liver cells is designated to CoA, then to carnitine. They become conjugated. These activated acyl carnitines are translocated into the mitochondrion, where they are then degraded. DM type 1 diabetic ketoacidosis. The urine is so sweet that it is quite deliciosus. To diagnose this problem, you don't need to be precocious. DM type 1 diabetic ketoacidosis. Beta oxidation in the mitochondria makes acetyl-CoA in quantities that are too great. The acetyl-CoA becomes acetoacetate, and its reduction product, 3-hydroxybutyrate. Oh, the DM type 1 diabetic ketoacidosis. The urine is so sweet that it is quite deliciosus. To diagnose this problem, you don't need to be precocious. DM type 1 diabetic ketoacidosis. These ketone bodies exit, placing protons in the blood. Bicarbonate acts like a dike before the acid flood. The acid load becomes too large, the dike turns into mud. Blood pH drops precipitously, crashing with a thud. Oh, DM type 1 diabetic ketoacidosis. The urine is so sweet that it is quite deliciosus. To diagnose this problem, you don't need to be precocious. DM type 1 diabetic ketoacidosis.
Yay! And so,
you can edit out the
yeah. So, Dr. Rubenstein, could you please tell us what got you into, what is your singing background? Because you do have a very, you know, booming, commanding voice when you sing out.
This is weird, but it started with liturgical music in the synagogue. Couldn't sing worth beans till after I was 13. My voice didn't know what it was doing. It still doesn't most of the time. And then it just went to Broadway tunes, and then it ended up at biochem songs. So it's been a journey.
Have you ever thought of having a biochemistry band of sorts?
No, absolutely not.
Why not?
I like doing this solo. I don't like to depend on somebody else's key. And most of the singing I do, I like to do alone or with other people. But I just don't feel comfortable doing it with instruments.
Do you feel like the instruments, why not with instruments?
Because then I have to match the key of the instrument, stay on key.
Well, I do feel, I guess that is a good and valid reason. And so you said you have another song for us that you'd like to share?
Yeah, this is one from the Biochemist Songbook that I sing for the students, and I actually get them singing along with me. So it's a melody that everybody knows, and I think I'd like to do it for you. It's called the Battle Hymn of the Arabs. Mine eyes have seen the glory of respiratory chains in every mitochondrion intrinsic to membranes, functionally organized in complex subdomains where electrons flow along. Glory, glory, respiration.
Glory, glory, respiration. Glory, respiration, where electrons flow along. Each chain is a mosaic of complexes 1 to 4, embedded in the lipid, which is what the lipid's for. But that is not sufficient. There are 2 components more, where electrons flow along. The first is a small cytochrome that rolls around the place, that's easily extractable from cytoplasmic phase, that restores respiration if you just add back a trace where electrons flow along. Glory, glory, respiration. Glory, glory, respiration. Glory, glory, respiration, where electrons flow along. The other's a benzoquinone that is ubiquitous. It floats around the lipid phase with hardly any fuss. For mobile pooling function, it's become synonymous, where electrons flow along. NADH2CoQ10's the job of complex one. It contains a single flavin, and FMN's the one. And all that non-heme iron can't just be there for fun, where electrons flow along. Glory, glory, respiration. Glory, glory, respiration. Glory, glory, respiration, where electrons flow along. Succinate is oxidized by way of complex 2. It starts off with FAD and it reduces Q. And just to make it complex, it's got non-heme iron too, where electrons flow along. From CoQ through to cyto-C requires complex 3. It's got C1 and iron 2 and 2 species of B. There's an antimyosin binding site, core proteins 2 or 3, where electrons flow along. Finally, to complex 4, where oxygen's reduced to coppers A and A3, which in yeast can be produced. Fine into the finest chain that nature has produced, where electrons flow along. Glory, glory, respiration. Glory, glory, respiration. Glory, glory, respiration, where electrons flow along.
Wow, that was so amazing. It's just like I remember, only closer and not in a lecture hall. So Dr. Rubenstein, recently at the Carver College of Medicine, we just had what I believe is our 114th annual Asclepian Frolics, the medical student skit that we use to poke fun of our professors, of the curriculum of our school, of ourselves. And I hear that you are often a frequent participant. Do you have any frolic stories to share with the podcast listeners?
No, I look forward to being able to participate whenever the students ask me. Sometimes it's in person. I wore a bomber jacket a couple of years ago. That was a lot of fun. Generally, one or more of the students will impersonate me, and they've been known to shave their head to match my baldness. I haven't been able to come the last 3 years in person because this last year, for example, I was at a wedding, but I still managed to get in a little bit of a cameo role by participating in a video. So I think it's really fun for me as a faculty member, as a program manager, and previously a course director. It's very helpful me because it tells me what the students think is working and what is not, and they're very frank about it. So as long as they stay within the boundaries, I think it's a really valid exercise.
I don't know if you've heard, but you did make an appearance in this year's Frolics.
Yes, I did.
Or rather, an impersonation of you. I believe you were helping an M2 student find their USMLE Step 1 permit, I believe was your role.
I'm very anxious to see the video of it.
All right. Well, Dr. Rubenstein, I do hear you do have one last song for us and the listeners today. Would you mind helping introduce it for us?
So, for the last few years, I've written a song that I sing in med school orientation, and it just more or less outlines what the students are going to get in their first semester classes. I used to love this song, but then the med school went ahead and changed their curriculum, so I had to alter the lyrics. So what you're hearing is version 2.0. And this one is sung to a Jewish song from the Passover ceremony called Dayenu, and there generally aren't too many Jewish students in class, so it's really fun to get them singing a Jewish song that they don't know they're singing. We would like to welcome you to our School of Medicine. We hope that you will all enjoy what will ensue. You're in med school, you're in med school, you're in med school for 4 exciting years. You're in med school, you're in med school, you're in med school for 4 exciting years. In the first semester, you will study skin and bones and muscles, kidneys and the spleen in gross anatomy. You're in med school, you're in med school, you're in med school for 4 exciting years. You're in med school, you're in med school, you're in med school for 4 exciting years. In foundations, you'll discern that physiology concerns arise from structures and from pathways in the cell. Genetics and homeostasis, health with organ function basics, set a story that MOHD will tell. You're in med school, you're in med school, you're in med school for 4 exciting years. You're in med school, you're in med school, you're in med school for 4 exciting years. In mass, you learn that modulation of acts of our population can be more effective treatment than a pill. In cap, you learn to auscultate, to poke, probe, and prognosticate when your patient says, oy vey, I'm really ill. You're in med school, you're in med school, you're in med school for 4 exciting years. You're in, you're in, you're in, you're in, you're in med school for 4 exciting years.
Well, that was wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing with us. Do you have any parting words for our listeners today, Dr. Rubenstein?
Yeah, just remember the beauties of the human body when you're learning how to treat it, because it never ceases to amaze me.
Those are wise words indeed. All right. Thank you, Dr. Rubenstein.
If you like what you heard on the Short Code Podcast today, leave us a review and some stars on iTunes or Stitcher. Before we go, we'd like to invite you to tell us about your moment of truth. If something strange or wonderful happened to you, if you're annoyed or pleased about something, or if you want to suggest a story idea to us, leave us a message at theshortcoat.com. Do follow and talk to us on Twitter so we can all stay up to date on what's happening at the margins of medicine. The show is made possible by this strange world we live in and a generous donation by Carver College of Medicine, Student Government, and the Writing and Humanities Program. Our executive producer is Jason Lewis. Our intern is Corey Christensen. Our opening music is by Dr. Vox, and our closing music is by C2C. Talk to you in 1 week.